Theron wasn't entirely sure the risk of falling to the dark side was worse than torture and death, but he managed to keep his mouth shut.
For several years, she worked undercover, studying at Mulgus's feet while secretly relaying information back to me. Much of what we know about the Ascendant Spear came from her initial reports, and her information led to several key Republic victories.
Let me guess what happened next, Theron said. The intel kept flowing, but it became less valuable. The information was still accurate, but it wasn't as strategically important.
She became a double agent. She was feeding us insignificant scraps on the Empire's plans, while relaying critical Republic intel to Darth Mulgus. Before she abandoned us, we learned that the ship's full potential can only be unlocked by those with a powerful connection to the Force,
the Jedi added.
But it also requires special cybernetic implants to interface with the control systems. It is this union of ship and Sith that makes the spear such a formidable weapon. I believe Mulgus convinced my Padawan to submit to the surgery for the cybernetic implants so she could take command of the vessel. That was likely the final temptation that lured her over to the dark side.
The Keldor's insistence on finding some identifiable reason for Kharid's betrayal didn't sit well with Theron.
You're not going on this mission to try to redeem your former Padawan, are you? I know you Jedi believe nobody is beyond redemption, but bringing down the spear is going to be hard enough already.
My actions unleashed Darth Kharid on the galaxy. It is my responsibility to stop her. That is my only concern.
Theron nodded. Taking care of unfinished business was something he could understand.
In any event, Kana changed her name to Darth Kharid, and I haven't had any contact with her since. Everything I know about her now comes to me from other sources, like SIS.
We've just learned that Darth Kharid has recently been given a seat on the Dark Council,
the director chimed in.
This doesn't change anything, Jace insisted. It just means taking Kharid and the spear down will have an even greater impact on the Empire. That's why Operation Endgame is so important.
After reviewing all the scenarios analytics offered, we realize we can't stop the spear unless we first get a saboteur on board,
the Supreme Commander told Nosterall.
The plan is to have Theron stow away on the ship while it's docked at an Imperial spaceport for crew leave.
The spear never stays in port for long, Theron added. Getting a saboteur on board requires preparation and planning. We'd have to know which spaceport Kharid was heading for so we could get there first to set everything up.
We do have a mole inside Imperial Fleet Communications,
the director said.
And she can divert copies of any messages being transmitted to or from the Ascendant Spear to us. But those messages are coded.
Then it won't do us any good, Theron noted. Unless we have a black cipher.
Hasn't acquiring a black cipher been a Republic priority for months?
Nosterall asked, impressing Theron with his knowledge of something that didn't fall under the Order's typical purview.
The Empire has taken every precaution to keep that from happening, Jace replied. On two occasions, we even salvaged a damaged cipher from the wreckage of an Imperial capital ship in the hope of repairing or reverse engineering it. Unfortunately, the ciphers are designed with a self-destruct function. When a capital ship goes down, the ciphers automatically burn out their decryption cores. Without a functional core, the cipher is just a worthless metal box.
So how do you propose we acquire one?
Asked Theron.
The Imperial Minister of Logistics uses one to communicate with capital ships across the galaxy,
the director explained.
It's in his office at the Orbital Defense Command Center on Zyost.
So, we need to break into one of the most heavily guarded buildings on one of the Empire's most critical and well-defended worlds and steal the cipher without setting off the self-destruct sequence?
The Jedi asked, making sure he was clear on the plan.
It's more complicated than that, Theron said. If a working cipher goes missing, the Empire will just reprogram all their codes.